Tarzayn mit Beise, hoffe ich. Gufo, on the bottom. Gufo, Omer Abchizdu, Abchizdu Sar Halocha, Noet Kone B'Rishus HaYochid. You have a long stick standing up in Rishus HaYochid, the Zorak B'Nach HaGabav. If you stand from in Rishus HaRabim, and you throw it, and it lands on top of this stick, even though the stick is 100 amas high, it's still Afilu Gavoye Meyam, it's still Chayiv. Still Yechayiv. Why? Mifnei Rishus HaYochid Oyla Adarakiya. Once you have a din Rishus HaYochid, you have four mechitzas around you, that's inside, it's at least 4x4 tefachim, halacha is the mechitzas go up ad l'shamayim, and all the other on top of you, no matter how high you up, it's still Rishus HaYochid. Now, if you mean if you have this long stick, 100, 200 feet up, and you throw a chayfus from Rishus HaRabim, and lands on top of that stick, still Yechayiv. So, the Gemara, Lema Rav Chizda, the Yoma to Rebbe. The Chura Rav Chizda goes like Rebbe, the Tanya we learned before, Rebbe said, Zorak, you threw from Rishus HaRabim. The Noach Agabe Ziz Koshu, and it landed on a stick, sticking out of the wall. Even though that piece of stick is only a Koshu, is Rebbe Mechayiv. Rebbe says Yechayiv. And the Chiddush before was, he wanted to say that Rebbe holds you don't need a Mokum Dalad Al Dalad for the Anocha. The Chachamim Poitrim, the Chachamim say, no, you're Potter. Why you're Potter? Because this is a small stick, it's not a Mokum Dalad Al Dalad, so the Anocha wasn't on a Chosh of a Mokum. So you see though, according to Rebbe though, even though the Ziz, the wood sticking out of the wall is only a culture, it's not Dalad Al Dalad, but the Mokum parentheses, Alma, Loibina Mokum Dalad Al Dalad. That according to Rebbe, you see you don't need a Mokum Dalad Al Dalad for the Anochum. Lechura, that's the same shot in the Chizda. Because the Chizda is saying the Chiddush, if you have a beam sticking up in the Rishus HaYochid, no matter how high it is, it lands on top, Yechayiv. And it's not mashma, the stick has to be Dafta Dalad Al Dalad. Mashma, even if it's a small stick, but a beat lands on top of the stick, Yechayiv. So you see according to Rebbe Chizda, you don't need a Mokum Dalad Al Dalad for the Anochum. And that's like Rebbe Shita. So the Gemara know, Omer Abaya, Rishus HaYochid, Kuliyam, Malay Pligi. I'll tell you, Maskona, that in Rishus HaYochid, everybody holds like a Chizda, you do not need a Mokum Dalad Al Dalad. As any time it lands in a Rishus HaYochid, like a Chizda's case, it's a stick sticking up, and it lands on a small stick on top, Yechayiv. Rishus HaYochid does not need a Mokum Dalad Al Dalad. Be'elo, Hocho, where's the Machlokes to Rebbe in the Chumim? In the case where you threw something and landed on a small stick, the Chum say you potter, where's the case you potter? It's all about Rishus HaRabim. We're talking about the bark of the tree is in the Rishus HaYochid. The noifoi, the branches of the tree, not in the Rishus HaRabim. The branches of the tree stick out into Rishus HaRabim. And the case was the Zorach V'Nacha Noifoi. If you were standing with Rishus HaRabim and you threw something down with Rishus HaRabim and it landed on this small knife, this small branch that's sticking out of the tree. Now this branch itself does not have a Mokum Dalad Al Dalad and it's in a Rishus HaRabim. So going now in a Rishus HaRabim, you have to have a Mokum Dalad Al Dalad for the Anocha. So what does Rebbe say, Yechayiv? The Rebbe said that the Svaris Amrin and Shadi Noifoi Bosi Ikroi. We say this branch goes both to the Ikr of the bark. Since the branch comes out of the bark, but we had this one before, now since the bark of the tree is Dalad Al Dalad, it's a thick bark, so the branch that comes out of the tree also has a chshivas of Dalad Al Dalad. So even though the branch comes out to the Rishus HaRabim, and in the Rishus HaRabim, so in your koshu, when you throw Dalad Al Dalad and land on top of this koshu, you chayiv. Because this is called the chash of a mokum. Since this mokum is attached to the bark, which the bark is Dalad Al Dalad, so this top part is all for Choshev Dalad Al Dalad. That's Rebbe Svara. And you say, Shadei Meifai Basi Ikroi. The branches go Basi Ikroi the tree. Rabbanan Savi, what did Rabbanan say? No Yamrin and Shadei Meifai Basi Ikroi. Rabbanan don't hold from this Svara. So the Metzias, where did the Chayfus land? It landed on a branch that's only a Kol Shub Rishus HaRabim. So since it's not Dalad Al Dalad, Rishus HaRabim, everybody holds. You have to have a Mokum Choshev Dalad Al Dalad. So that's the machlokes you see him. Is this branch considered a choshev mokum like Dalad Al Dalad, or it's not called a choshev mokum Dalad Al Dalad? But the only machlokes is Rebbe in the Chum is only Rishus HaRabim. Mashenkin, Rishus HaYochid, the Gemara's coming out now from Askona, that's the Paschal Halacha, Rishus HaYochid, you do not need a mokum Dalad Al Dalad. Rishus HaYochid, you have a small stick sticking up Rishus HaYochid, and you throw from Rishus HaRabim and lands on top of the stick, even though it's not Dalad Al Dalad, it's still Yechayiv. For Rishus HaYochid does not need Dalad Al Dalad. That's the Maskona. Let's see Rashi. So Rashi, the Neufel, Neufel, Shech, Rab, Mazorik. Mitchilas, Dalad, Nesol, Dalad, you threw from the beginning of Dalad Amis to the end of Dalad Amis. Dalad Amis, the Nach, the Nach, and it rested on top of this branch. So what beholds the smaller shadi noifoi bos ikroi, the choshiv agav ikroi. The branch is choshiv like a dalad because of its ikr. The ispo dalad, since the branch itself has dalad, the bark itself has dalad. Or the rab chizda is a trashi, the like rabbi, or the like rabbon. This chat of chizda goes like nobody. Because these two man yom both hold you do need dalad, and the chizda hold you don't need dalad. Lishnachu, another pshat is, Amar Abaya, did the Rav Chizda have a Rishus HaYochid? Rav Chizda that's talking about in the Rishus HaYochid, that's where we hold, through the Rabbanan Moida. Even the Rabbanan Moida that in Rishus HaYochid, you do not need a Mokum Dalad Dalad. The Chizda, Rabbanan, where's the Machlokes Rabbanan and Rabbi? In the Rishus HaRabbin. There the Machlokes is, Bishadim Neifer Bas Yikroi. The Isaiah Svarad landed on this thin branch. The branch is not Dalad Dalad, but since the branch comes out of a big bark, that is Dalad Dalad, Rebbe holds the branches Choshen to Dalad Dalad. The Rabbanim say, no, that's the whole Machlokes. Suppose we hold a glassy second shot here, that Rebbe Chizda is talking about the Shufa Yochid, you do not need a Mokum Choshen Dalad Dalad. The only time you need a Choshen Mokum Dalad Dalad is Rishus Rabbin. So the Ram asked the Kashroi for Lord Bechur, it's like from the whole Gemara before. The beginning of the Masechta, we asked the Kasha, how could you be Mechayiv? We put it into your hand, you need Dalad Dalad. To know what to say, Rishus HaYochid, Rishus Rabbim. There the whole sugi was Mashm Kula, even in Rishus HaYochid, you have to have Dalad Dalad. And the only parents the Gemara had was, Yodah Shalodim Chashub like a Dalad Dalad. That a person's hand is Chashma Dalad Dalad. Why did the Gemara say they go like Rav Chizda? Here's nothing the Gemara in the Maskona by holds that this also, as we pass the Loch like this, like Rav Chizda. But Rav Chizda holds, Rishus HaYochid, you do not need Dalad Dalad. You only need Dalad Dalad, Rishus HaRabbim. Mashenke, Rishus HaYochid, by says the Svar is, anything in a Rishus HaYochid, either the Svar before was basic command, the Mal Yadomi, it's always considered full to the top. So any place in there is like Munach on the ground, or else the stick. Close the mind, the stick, the bottom of the stick is touching the ground, it's like Hashem part of the Rishus HaYochid. It's like on the ground. So why did the Gemara before say a new Svar, a yad is different? So the Ran says the Chiddush. The Ran says that a stick is different than a person's hand. A stick that's coming out of the ground is like bottle to the ground. It's a chilek of the ground. That's called the Rishus HaYochid Gemura, and you don't need Dalad Dalad. Mashenka, a person's hand, even though you're standing in the Rishus HaYochid, a person can't be bottled to the ground. A person doesn't become Rishus HaYochid. A person is different. So therefore, the Habimina was a hand is not Dalad Dalad, you should be part of Rishus HaYochid. Because putting something down in a person's hand, even though it's Rishus HaYochid, your body is not bottled to Rishus HaYochid. You're a Mahalach, you're a walking, you're going to go out of here, you can't say you're part of Rishus HaYochid. Because Rav Chizda's Svar is only something that's kavu in the Rishus HaYochid. You have a stick coming out of the Rishus HaYochid attached to the ground, that's considered like bottled to the ground. That's Rav Chizda's Svar. And you only say the Svar, Rishus HaYochid. And that's why we pass on Allah. The Lachu wouldn't be Nafkamina. The Lachu we hold Yodish Ladin is also Choshek Adal Adalid. But Nafkamina Lachu we hold like Rav Chizda. That in the Rishus HaYochid itself, if you make Hanokon or an Akira from Nadamokim, Dal Adalid, still Yechayiv. And Rishus HaYochid as a Mazundu Rechshidis, that anything that's attached to the ground is like bottled to the ground, and as if you picked it off the ground or you put it on top of the ground. And that's the Maskana of the Gemara over here. That's where the Ram lands. Right. Omer Abaya, the Baya Nocha Kiddush. Zora Kiveris. Kiveris is like a beehive. The side of a beehive really is like a round barrel, something round. You threw a beehive a kli. Now the anocha to this is, you're talking about you threw it from Rishus HaYochid into Rishus HaRabbim. So if you stand throw a sefer, a kli, a machine into there, you threw a kli from Rishus HaRabbim, from a Rishus HaYochid into Rishus HaRabbim, Yechayiv. Here the shalom is, this Kiveris, a mold in itself could be Rishus HaYochid. A kiveris, let's say it's kivoya yud, it's yud tvachim hoy, unless even though it's round, if the circumference is six tvachim, then you could square out in between 4 by 4 tvachim. We'll soon see the diyam, that's how you get it. But if the kiveris itself would be 4 by 4 and 10, so when you throw this now, it's called you threw a Rishus HaYochid. So it's as if you threw a Rishus HaYochid from a Rishus HaYochid, and when it lands in the Rishus HaRabim, it itself is right to Rishus HaYochid. So you'd be putter in such a case. It's the only chayiv that you throw a chayiv from Rishus HaYochid that lands in the Rishus HaRabim, and there it's a chelik of the Rishus HaRabim. You throw a small kli, but if you throw a big kli, like a big house, a big box, When this box lands b'shusha rabim, the box itself becomes b'shusha yachid, then you're potter. Because it's clear like you threw from one b'shusha yachid to another b'shusha yachid, you'd be potter. Zara kiverish, you threw this round beehive. The b'shusha rabim, kivoya yud, if it's 10 tfachim high, aber the ain't a roch vavov, the diameter is not vav tfachim, if we can't square out inside dalva dalib, then you chayiv. Because since it doesn't have a shem Meshusa Yochid, so you threw something from Meshusa Yochid into Meshusa Rabim, Yechayim. Of a Roch Vavav, let's say this Kiveris, is a diameter of six Tvachim, which you could square out inside, 4x4, Potter. Then you Potter, even though you threw it from Meshusa Yochid into the Meshusa Rabim, you Potter for that Hachzor. Because when this Kiveris, this beehive, lands on the ground, it becomes Meshusa Yochid. So you threw from one Rosh Hashanah Yachid to another Rosh Hashanah Yachid, through Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, you potter. We don't learn out Zerik from Moshit. Only by Moshit Yechayim, we'll see later certain cases. But Zerika, you potter. Look, Rashi. Kivores Agulhi. This is a round thing. Is Gevoya Yud Klamer. Afilu Gevoya Yud, even though it's 10 Tvachim high, it may not rock Vavav, if it doesn't have the Yamad of 6 Tvachim, the MCUsa, Chayiv. The Akati Chayfet Baumhu, the Yenu Rishus Liyatzim, it's not called the only Shus, they have a Rishus Liyatzim. El Gevoya Yud, Baruch Vadal Vadalit. To the Armin of the Ervin. That what's called the Rishus Hayochet, we had before, that has to be Gevoya Yud and Dal Vadalit. That's the classical geometry here. The whole Shiurim, the Shabbos, Sarachim, the Alachsen. You have to have it and its diagonal. Rishus Yachid has to be 4x4. That means you have to have a diagonal also. It has to be 5 3/5. How do you have that? The double ogul, a round thing, to Mabas, when you want to make it square, Lomitecha, Yomafko, Igula, take away the circle of it, Shesav of Rebuah. If you want to put the circle around the square, Lomishkachas Bey, Dalad Muboyim, how do you have 4x4 Tvachim inside the circle? In a heavy eagle, Korov Lashisha. If the circle's circumference is not at least or close to 6 Tvachim. What do you say? Because the meaning of the sukkah, whole sukkah kivshim. The alkoch and sorrow shatim sabotecha lachsen shal dalba dalid. You have to be able to find inside the circle a lachsen, a diameter, or a cross here, the diagonal of a lachsen shal dalba, the diagonal of dalba dalid. Now, the whole tefach revuyan, if you have a regular square of a tefach by a tefach, or tefach utrei chum shibi alachsunai, its diagonal is 1 tefach, and 2/5. So there are 2/5 added to every diagonal of the tefach. Haray, so if you want to have 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim, what would be the diagonal across? Haray hei tefachim, it has to be 5 tefachim, the gimel chumshim is 3/5. If you have a diagonal of 5 3/5 tefachim, then you can make a square of 4x4 inside it. So come to say, if the circumference of the circle would be 5 3/5, then you'll be able to put a square inside it. So the Rashi of Abaye Leidok, Abaye when he says 6 Tvachim, it's not Meduyuk, because really with 5 3/5 already, you'd be put with called Rishus Yochin. And Lechum Yehu, the other said it Lechum Yehu, the Leidok, Lafishim Yisra Shabbat, Yimafishim from Yisra, is asked by God, the Yeshkan Alachsin, the Eimer Rechav Yishishom, even though with less than 6 Tvachim, you could also have a Dalva Dalva inside the square. If the diagonal would be 5 3/5, you'll be able to have a square of 4 and 4 inside. It's still mechayev le medirabonim. Adi yikashisha. Medirabonim yechayev unless you have a circumference of 6. Not the circumference. What do you call it in the circle? Not the circumference. The diagonal of the circle, right. Avu vada linyu korbin the yechayev medirayse le maisi I have a hate tfachim a gimel chumashim. Once the diagonal of the circle is 5 3/5, then medirayse, that's called reshus ha-yachad already. And if you throw this kiveres, which is yud tfachim high, and the diagonal of the circle is 5 3/5, you can make a square inside at 4 and 4. If you throw this now to Rishus HaRabim, you put the midiraisa. Of course, when it lands on the ground, it becomes all Rishus HaYachid, and you put the heavy to Rashi, Kizarek Rishus, as if you threw Rishus. Next Rashi, Baruch Vavav Potter. If it is wide 6, then you potter. The other Rishus Liyatzma, the Yamnan Mishkan Gaminin. We learn out the Melechus Haitzor from the Mishkan. Shayuzorkin, Machtin, Bimlachtin, Zelazir. What did they throw? They threw the needles. The weave is one to the other. They didn't throw a Rishus from one place to another place. So throwing a Rishus HaYachid was not in the Mishkan. Therefore, if you throw a Rishus HaYachid from Rishus HaYachid into the Rishus HaRabim, you're potter.
The yim toim is a trashi, but the loy gavoya sawa nami rishisli yatsma, even if it's not yutvachim hai. It's also called the son rishisli. They have a shimo kamlis. That's called a kamlis. Anything that's more than gimel tvachim off the ground, between gimel and ten, is called a kamlis. Providing it's dalad by dalad, is called a kamlis. So even if it's less than yutvachim hai, you should be potter. So trashi pasha, who lav midiraisa? The din of a kamlis is only midirabonim. Midiraisa, it's nothing. Midiraisa, there's no reshus of a kamlis. Midiraisa, we only have either reshus yoch or reshus rabim. Heavy reshus. So that's lab. He lab midiraisa. Heavy reshus. Midiraisa not called reshus. Ela midirabonim. The learn the hokla did very terrible, but rabonim didn't do it to make him midiraisa. The grain zusha yist to nechatis. About midiraisa, when you threw this kamlis, it's not called reshus. So you stand through a kli from reshus to yochid into reshus to rabin. You chayiv midiraisa for that. Either rabbanon made the kamlis, the rabbanon is not going to pat you from yichid reshus. So therefore, the only time you potter with this kiveret, this beard, is yutvachim high and has a circumference or has a diagonal in it of six tvachim. That's a vade reshus to yochid. For that, you potter. Yeah. Diameter, you're right, diameter, that's the word. The diameter of the circle, right. Four inches. Let's go to Chumah, it's 4 inches. The Chumah, it's 4 inches. Chumah de Geshim. 40 inches is Yutvach. Right. The diameter, right. Rabbi Chabach said, Rabbi Omar, Rabbi Zogt, Afilu, Eina, Rechove, Vav, Potter. Rabbi says no. Even if it's not, even if like, even if the diameter is not 6 tvachim, still you're potter. My time away, it's not a reshus ha-yochid. See, it's through stomach kli, stomach kiveris, from reshus ha-yochid to shraben, it should be chayiv. My time, what does Rebbe say you're potter? So the Gemara, yesh lekrum yesh kona. On top of the beehive, there's like little hair sticking out on top of it, like things sticking out on top. Is shalayalu lemalam yasera. If some part of it is sticking higher than you, as if the kiveris is exactly you tvachim high, the zikr some like here sticking out on top. And Rav is master of that to be part of the kli. So mainly a potter, because the whole thing did not land in the reshus rabin. What we had before, reshus rabin only goes to you tvachim high. Higher than you tvachim, that Rav is a mokim fur. Come to say, this whole chaitlis did not land in reshus rabin. Most of it did. But there's a little bit of the kli that's above the reshus rabin. That's not called hanocha reshus rabin. For that you potter. You only chayiv that the whole kli landed in the reshus rabin. But if there's part of it still sticking up higher than yud, that's out of the reshus rabin. You potter. Said Rashi. Yesha hoyu l'gavoya yud. Since this kiveret is bihar, is exactly yud tvachim high. Shlo yehei bo krumius min hashefi, from the pieces going upwards. A little bit sticking out more than the pieces going around. The oilam lemalam yud, it goes above yutzvachim. So ave mokim tur. Yutzvachim high on the reshus rabin is a mokim tur. The chivon delay nicha kulu reshus rabin. Since the kli did not rest, land in the reshus rabin, they have the anocha lechiyuve. Anocha, you say. That's not called anocha to mechayiv midiraisa. Midiraisa only chayiv if the whole kli landed in the reshus rabin. From the face of the kli is yutfa 11 tfachamoy, then everybody's masking your potter. The only machoika sabayev rove here is this little discrumius that's standing out on top, like the hair, is that choshev or not? Abay holds that that's butter, that's not a choshev thing. So the ikon kli is only yutfachim, so the whole thing landed is just a rabbin. Rove holds no, the hair on top is yeh choshev, therefore it's treated like on top. Like the bottom place it says. Yes, the krum is a kernel. Urabaya le choshev krum is the choshev agudi b'mokim tur. Abaya holds this krum is this hair sticking on top is not choshev. Rabbi says, no, it is choshev. But everybody's asking to this side. If the kli is a little bit sticking on top of the reshus rabin, so the whole kli did not rest in the reshus rabin, you try to put it. Taitu. Kafu apiho, what's going to be the fruit is behind. And you turned it upside down. Now usually a beehive is like this a cup, that the bottom of it is solid, and the top is a hole. Now if you take this cup and turn it upside down, I don't want to do this word here, if you turn it upside down, then you have mechitis here. So these mechitis now are facing downwards. So looking from the ground, you have like mechitis here right now. This is called the mechitza. Now you say the mechitza when it comes within gimel tefachim of the ground, we say love it.
Anything within Gimlet Fochum of the ground, within 9 inches off the ground, a 3 tefachim off the ground is considered like a chelik attached to the ground. That's called lovid. By all mechitzas, by a sukkah, you could pick the sukkah up a little bit less than gimel tefachim off the ground. We say lovid is considered like attached to the ground. So when this kli is coming down, the kli itself is 7 tefachim, right? It's coming down. When it gets within gimel tefachim, since we say lovid, it's considered as if the kli rested right now. Now, come to size, it's lemala meyud, you'd be potter. So glass the seat inside. Kofla piya, if you turn the bihav upside down. So now the mechitas are like facing downwards. Abazai shivu mashu, if the beehive is exactly 7 tefachim and only 1 mashu, then you chayiv. Of course, the 7 tefachim, as soon as it reaches the gimel tefachim, you don't say love it. It has to be a little bit inside the gimel tefachim to say love it. So when this mashu gets inside the mashu, you have exactly yutfachim here. So that's still a shetarabim. You'll still be chayiv. Mashenkein shivu machzo. Let's say this beehive is 7.5 tefachim, then you'll be potter. Why you potter? Because when the 7.5, as soon as it comes, a drop in to the bottom gimel tefachim, we say lovud. So it's as if it got attached to the ground, and as if it rested right there. So if it rested right there with a little less than 3, from the size you have 7.5, so take away the half, 7.25, plus 3 is 10, so you have 10.25, so a little bit of standing lamala meyid, you'd be potter. Rashi, kofu apiyah, you turn to be it upside down, rezaku, you threw it, a'enu rechob avav koi, stafku, it's not rechob avav, we're going, is zayin rumashu chayif, why, because if it's rechob avav, you're potter anyway, because it's reshuch ha'yachid then. We're going now with Eina Gvoya Yud. It's Eina Rochid Vav. So it's not a Rosh Hashayachid. So the only Ptur here is because it's standing above Yutvachim. So Zayin Umashu is still Chayiv. So Shim Gvoya Zayin Umashu. The Biyad is only 7. And Umashu Tvachim Haid. Adayin Chayiv. The Kol Shchein Tchufa. Vada, if it's less than that. Mikan. El Afilu Gvoya Zayin Umashu. The Yikul Amein, you could say, since you turned it upside down, so the mechitza is facing downwards, the Amina Lovo, the such you say, that any mechitza, when it comes a little bit within gimel tefachim of the ground, you say Lovud, it becomes attached to the ground, it like automatically extends and reaches the ground. Still, the whole thing is Micha B'Shus Rabin. Why? When as soon as it reaches a little bit less than gimel tefachim, the yom of them love it, that's when you would say love it. They said it's exactly gimel tefachim off the ground, you don't say love it. Love it is only when it comes within gimel tefachim of the ground. So it has to come a mashu into the gimel tefachim. Since the whole thing originally was only 7 a mashu, there the anocha, so it's first considered anocha when a mashu gets into the gimel. So together you have 3 and 7 is only 10. Is akati kula biavur shusayachid ibechayim. This whole kli is in the avur shusarabim, because the shusarabim goes up to yutfachim. So the whole kli is in the yutfachim of shusarabim. Then yichayim. Avu gavaya zayinu machzor. But if this beehive is 7.5 tefachim high, then who adim l'shnei mashrim? Who adim if it's 7 and 2 mashrims high? Then you'll be potter. Why? The mechimot lepachus mishloisha samach lakata. As soon as this beehive reaches within 1 mashu of the first of the gimel tefachim to the ground, amrina novid. We say as if the mechitza now automatically extends down to the ground. The mechitzasa varehi kumanaches. It's if it rested right now in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Nimtzu shuleo lemala. The top of the kli is all the way on top. Lemala miyaso. It's above yutvachim. Because the kli now is 7 and 2 mashus. So 1 mashu went in. So you have 3 and 7, 10, and 1 more mashu. It's 10 and 1 mashu above. The ena nechakula Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. And the whole kli is not standing now Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So that's why you put it. Well, the Rashi was like he fall. If you want to turn the kli upside down, let go name a lover. Then you couldn't say lover. The layer mean a lover. You have mechitzas. You have to have mechitzas. Now the way this cup is, the bottom of the cup, since it has a bottom to it, there's no mechitzas. You wouldn't say lover. You only say lover if you see the mechitza by itself. So if the opening is turned upside down, then you see the mechitzas. Then you say lover. Well, no, she bein la baye bein the rob. This goes according to both of them. The baye nami mori the bina in hamnocha kulu b'shus rabin. Had the baye nachosh krumis like we said before. The baye just says the krumis is not choshin. Aber b'ho, here where you have the guf hakli, where the din loved, rested, where it's still above yud vachin, you part the mother, where krumis ain't a malam yud, you part it. There's that lover. So the more of Ashi Yamano, Afilu Shibu Matrachayim, even if the kaveret of the beehive is 7.5 tefachim high, even 8 tefachim high, still you be chayim. But if he doesn't know the swell, you say love it. So it doesn't rest until a mammoth reaches the ground. So kozman, it's not more than you tefachim high, it's called the whole thing rested the Shusha Rabin. Why doesn't he say love it here? My taina michitza tefachin asuyis. Because these mechitzas here, the cup is made to use when you use the kaveret this way upwards. It's not meant to use upside down. So when it turns upside down, those mechitzas are not made to go down. The mechitzas are made to use something inside it. See, so you have to look at the chetas the way the mechitzas are usable. The mechitzas are usable upwards to keep things inside it. When you turn it upside down, it has no big mechitzas. The mechitzas are both will help the Rashi. So Rashi, Reposhan Asiyas, Laniach Tehen, like this cup. The cup was made to put water inside it, to leave the mechitzas going upwards. The devash, to keep the honey inside the beehive. For lo in the chayfer kafim matad, not to turn the beehive upside down. Hilgach ain't tang turns loved. You don't say loved. That's not called mechitzas upside down. That's not the way you use the kli. So whenever he holds the mechitzas are not chashim, yes, we don't say loved. Therefore, it depends, like the first you said. Calls the manis with less than yutfachim, or even yutfachim, exactly, yuchayim. It's called all things rest of Bishas Rabin. Just if it would be lamala miyud, he'd also be masking yudhi potter. But Omar Ula, Omud Tisha B'Shus Rabin. You have this, Omud is like a beam, a thick beam, an Omud, something you could leave things on. Omud Tisha B'Shus Rabin, the Rabin Mechasim Olav, and people use it to put down the digs on it. So the Shiloh is, it's only Yut Fachim High. Now, Tasha, this Omud is Dal Dal Dalid. So the Chura, something B'Shus Rabin is Dal Dal Dalid. From 3 tefachim until you tefachim, it's only a kamelis. It's not called b'shus rabin. The other shalom is this omud is 10 tefachim high. What din does it have? Does it have a shame kamelis? Pachy is going to be a kamelis. Since it's dalad al dalad, less than you tefachim is a kamelis. The chiddush, no, here it has the same b'shus rabin. Why? B'shus rabin, the rabin, chas v'lov, is zorek, for nechah gabov, is chayiv. If something lands on top of it, it's called landed at b'shus rabin, and you chayiv. My timer, Pachas Mishleisha Medrash Dasi B'Rabin. If everything less than Gimel Tefachim off the ground is always bottled to the ground, that's Mamas part of the Shus Rabin Avad Yechayim. Mishleisha V'yatisha, we have something coming up. From 3 Tefachim until 10 Tefachim, Loi Medrash Dasi. When people don't walk on top of it, for Loi Ksufei Nechtefei, and people don't even leave their baggages on it. They don't use it at all. So therefore it depends. If it's only Gimel or Gimel, it's a Mokam Ptur. If it's Dal 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 Dvoid, it's called a kamelis. Now Shenke and Tisha, once this step, this beam, a wide beam, comes up, like in the Shus Rabin, Tisha, 9 Tvachim High, Vadai Mechasfen Levayim, the Shus Rabin use it. They like to take off the packages off the bed, and they put it down on top of it like a table. You put something on top of it. So now it's called Nichatash Mishtei, and that's called the Shus Rabin. Because since the Rabin use it, it's called the Shus Rabin. If you say to the Carmelist, B'shus Rabin, it's because the Rabin don't use it. Since it's Gevoya Gimel Tefachim until Tes Tefachim, the Rabin don't walk on top of it, they don't use it, so it's called a Carmelist. But here, when it's Gevoya Yud Tefachim, since the Rabin like to leave their baggages on top of it, it's called Nishtatash Mishtei, and that's also called B'shus Rabin. So, Rashi? Because it wasn't 9 Tefachim high. This is only if it's 9 Tefachim high. It was only a 5 Tefachim, 6 Tefachim. But if it's 9th, Vachim Hai, that's called Nicha Tash Mishte, then you'd be, that's called Shus Rabin. So Trashi Tisha, Daska Noka, Daska Pes, Dechazu Lechtufei, because you're right to put your baggages on it, so they cross your way. The Eimel Loi Gevoyla Nomach, it's not too high, not too low. His 9th Vachim is the perfect height for the people to use it with Shus Rabin. Everybody likes to check their bags, put down the bags, they want to lower it down to the floor, it's too much checker picking it up. You have something 9th, Vachim Hai, that's a perfect height. 36 inches off the ground, it's perfect. The Zorak Rashi Metchina Dal, the same Dal, Mechatzvi Levayu, the Chiv, when the Tzorak Rabin, since the Rabin used it, the Shus Rabin who? But Rashi Chiddush now, Dein Rochiv, Pashid, whether it's Dalat Tvachim, Dein Kotzer, even if it's less than Dalat Tvachim, even if it's only Gimel Tvachim, still Yidi Chayiv, still it's called Rishus Rabbim. So he said, yes, if a Kasha later Rashi Namash my dad, but the Kasha the asking is the Chur, it's less than Gimel HaGimel, how could it be Chayiv, Rishus Rabbim, everybody else, you have to have Anocha on a Mokum Dalat HaDalat.